Yeah. Okay, yeah, so we're just finishing off the last 10 minutes here. I'll explain this prophecy given to Judah.
我们现在再把这个先知的预言对犹大所说的预言跟大家讲一下。
The scepter, and then we have this word here we were trying to figure out. Actually, it relates to a scroll, usually a scroll or some kind of a written document about law. Something about a document of law.
他说王杖必不离犹大，是指那个长长的那个国王拿的那个权杖。
Yeah, both of these things, whether you're talking about the scepter, the long rod, or you're talking about the law, they emphasize authority.
不论是那个大的，是那个长的权杖，或者是那个有被写下这个法令的那个文字的这个垫脚石，或者是脚下的那个一个石头之类的哦，都代表的是这个王他的权柄。
Now again, if we come back to this picture, this is from a carving going back to about 400 BC.
现在看到这张图呢，是西元前400年一个雕画。
Yeah, now again, this is either Darius the Great or his son Xerxes. Now these people are actually in the Bible. They're very important in the Bible. We'll go to the Bible here. It's Esther 5:2, and it actually mentions about the scepter.Now, if you remember the story of Esther, Esther had to go into the king to ask for a certain favor from the king.
记得以斯帖的故事吗？就是皇后以斯帖，她要去跟国王要一个特别的一个恩赐。
And even though she was a wife of the king, she was one of his many wives, and the most important wife though, she still had to make an appointment, and she still had to get the permission to go to be with the king.
虽然这个以斯帖在当时已经被王选为王妃皇后了，但是她也不能够在当时的法令，她也是不能够随便去见王的。
And she had to ask for a very big favor from the king to save the Jewish people.
而以斯帖之所以要去见王，是因为她要要求国王给她一个很大的恩典，让她能够救所有的犹大人。
It was a very dangerous mission. She could have had her head cut off for being insolent, really.
而这是一个非常危险的事情，因为他没有国王，王并没有要召见他，他却要自己跑去见王，他很可能就会被王处死。
Yeah, so if you read in the previous chapters about Esther, you sort of see the build-up to this and how her and her uncle Mordecai, they're planning, well, how can we do this? How can we go and speak to the king?
如果你有看以斯帖的这个经文的话，你会看到他这个前面整个的铺陈，包括那个莫迪改就是他的叔叔，好，怎么样的想要去，就是为什么他们犹大人会被杀的那个整个过程。
Okay, but she's going to be very courageous and put her request to the king.
然后但是最后呢，那个王后呢，她去自己去以斯帖去见王的时候呢，那个王呢就伸出他的权杖，是这样的话就代表王接受他来看他了，就接受这个王后自己跑来看他。如果他没有对他伸出这个王权杖的话，就代表王非常不高兴，那这个以斯帖就会被杀。
So we'll read the verse Esther 5:2 and you'll see exactly what happened.
所以你看以斯帖这个以斯帖书的5:2，你就会看到这个发生什么事。
And it happened when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, she received favor in his sight.
王见王后以斯帖站在院内，就施恩于她，向她伸出手中的金杖。
And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter in his hand.
就是国王伸出那个金杖给以斯帖。
And Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter.
然后呢，以斯帖呢？就向前摸杖头。
And because the king had actually put the scepter out, that's showing, okay, you can approach, and she had to touch it. I guess that was the formality right there.
所以他们的这个整个仪式应该是说，因为那个国王把杖伸出去了，然后以斯帖就要去摸那个杖头，那这样的话这整件事情就 OK 了。
Okay, so when you see this picture here, and this is Xerxes, this is the king that's being talked about in Esther chapter 5. This picture you see here, this isIs Xerxes, and this is the scepter, probably the same scepter that Esther was touching.
好，所以现在这个王呢，就是现在你看到的这张图，就是在讲那个王。 好，所以他手上的那一根杆就是以斯帖要摸的那根杆子，那根王杖。
Okay, and that shows his authority.
好，这就代表的是这个王杖呢，就是这个王的权威权柄。
Now you see the same here. See, from king to king, I guess as you know, the next king that would be in the line, the first king would pass on that scepter. So this scepter would have belonged to his father and maybe the father before then for the whole dynasty.
而这个权杖呢，很显然应该是这样，以王传王，就是每一个都传下去，都是同一个。他的父亲就是用这个，他的祖父也是用这个。
Okay, and then just to give you another example, this is King George VI of England. He was the father of Queen Elizabeth II, who is now the Queen of England.
现在图荧幕上的这个是乔治六世英国的王，他的女儿就是伊丽莎白二世，就是现在的女王。
Yeah, actually, I remember growing up in New Zealand, we actually had his face on some of our coins because they were still using the old coins from when he was the king.
哦，在纽西兰呢，还有人在用他们的这个乔治六世的这个钱币哦，上面有乔治六世在他们的钱币。
That was when I was a boy. I don't think they have them anymore.
哦，现在可能已经没有人在用。Yeah. 那听说他在小时候呢，他们都还有乔治六世的那个图像在他们的钱币上。
Okay, but you can see his scepter there is very ornate, and it has royal jewels on there, and the symbols of that dynasty.
哦，而这个你看哦，他的这个权杖很不得了的啊，是有他们的这个家族的徽啊，什么什么的都在上面。
Anyway, so that gives you an idea what a scepter is, and this helps to make sense of the verse Genesis 49:10.
好，所以让大家了解什么叫做权杖，那这个就让我们更能理解创世纪49章十节在说什么。
Yeah, because we're seeing that God is giving the authority of the line of the Savior and Messiah, and now is coming through Judah.
啊，所以你就可以理解呢，神呢其实是有经由先知预言的方式让那个犹大好知道他将来会有他的子嗣里面会有拯救者。
And later, Jesus Christ is going to be given the title the Lion of Judah. The Lion is the King, and he's from Judah. So yeah, we have the King coming from Judah.
所以耶稣基督他也有另外一个名字是就是犹大之狮。因为狮子就是代表的是王啊，所以他是犹大这个族里面会有的王，就是犹大之狮。
Okay, now let's bow our heads and we can finish off.
好，我们现在低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间能够研读你的话语。
And we pray that as we think about these things, that they'd become a reality in our souls.
我们也要祷告，希望我们今天所学都能够成为我们在魂中的实现。
We also pray that we can see the practical application, that we will not be deceived by Satan.
我们也希望我们能够非常实用这些学习，然后不再被任何撒旦所欺骗。
And that your word will become alive and powerful in our lives.
而你的话语会活生生的在我们的生命中实现。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告应着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.